on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. I want y'all to give it up. Show your love right now. The one and only, live, and she fine, Nicki Minaj. Yeah.
Hey, hello, you guys. How are you?
I think she deserves an extra round of applause for being fired from six or seven Red Lobsters.
Yeah. Who else is doing that?
Ain't nobody get fired when I'm in Red Lobsters.
Nicki, are the butterflies in your stomach as big for the second album as they were for the first one? Not at all?
Not at all. Not at all. I don't have any butterflies because I was just excited to hurry up and get more music out. I had butterflies for the first, but none for this one. I'm just excited.
I know that's right. And we excited for you.
Thank you.
When did you look at yourself in the mirror and realize how much you have impacted the whole entertainment industry? Because you have just, like, encompassed, I don't even know. At first I was like, okay, maybe it's kind of like Madonna. Maybe it's kind of, but girl, you have just made this lane for yourself that's unbelievable.
Oh, thank you. I guess I'm still kind of sinking in, you know, what's happening, because I don't look at myself in the mirror and think those things yet. I'm just like, I mean, last night it was interesting because I was talking to my manager and I was like, yo, do you believe, like, we're number one on, you know, on iTunes in the U.S., mm-hmm. in New Zealand, on the U.K., mm-hmm. number two in Australia, Ireland. I mean, I did have a moment last night when I just was like, oh my goodness. I just thank God because so many people wrote me off when I first came out, and it just goes to show you that hard work pays off, and I'm never going to stop. So whatever, you know, I definitely feel like I'm in my own land because I'm not letting anyone make rules. I'm going to make my own rules.
I know that's right.
That's right.
Now, Nicki, before everything changed and you became, like, you know, as popular as you are now, what is the last normal day you remember?
I remember going to Applebee's and having a blondie, which is my favorite dessert.
Girl, you talking about that creamy color brownie with that ice cream and stuff drizzled on the side.
Oh, my goodness. Girl, no. There ain't nothing like that. Like, that's amazing. I remember doing that in, like, boneless buffalo wings and, like, a margarita. I would do that, you know, every now and then. But now it's a little bit different. Like, you know.
Can you at least sneak in there and eat, like, if you tried to sneak in there? Disguise yourself.
You know what? It depends on where I'm at. Like, if I can't do it in L.A., because somebody, in L.A., people stare and they'll figure it out. But, like, in Malibu, it's so low-key. Wherever I go, someone kind of notices. Like, before, when I first dropped my first album, like, I would just wear black hair and go, you know, incognito. Mm-hmm. But now, even if I wear black hair, people still go, hey, are you Nicki Minaj? You know, like, in the airport and stuff like that. So I can't really do that too much.
So what you do is you get you some black stockings, white shoes, and some doogie braids.
That's a good idea.
Those little 2-inch heels, white patent leather shoes, and put you a turban on and across in like a little choir robe.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're going to say, damn, they say she's a saint, but she fine because she thick up under that robe.
Right.
She can't hide that, huh?
Now, being in charge the way you are, right? Like, could you ever see yourself being, like, a housewife? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, when this is all said and done, just, like, just being domestic and not being Nicki Minaj?
Absolutely. I love that stuff. Like, I love cooking. I love children. I could totally see myself being like that one day.
And what's your favorite thing to cook?
I cook boneless stew chicken that, you know, you would kill for. Good. I cook pasta. Amazing. I cook my macaroni and cheese. Is like, oh my God.
Hey, come on now. Don't play. No, I don't play about macaroni and cheese. Are you serious?
I'm telling you the truth now.
So the next time you come, can you please make me a pan of macaroni and cheese?
If you want me to, Ricky, I really will make you a pan. Because you ain't going to want to share it, though. So I can't be making 10 pans, okay?
Text me the ingredients. I will have it.
I don't ever tell people the ingredients. It's a special type of stuff that I put in the mac and cheese that you can't know.
Hey, I can't wait. I'm looking forward. I love macaroni and cheese.
You're gonna love it.
Nicki, we're so proud of you and all of your success, man. I mean, really, you have been doing it for a while, but recently you performed at two of the biggest sporting events, the Super Bowl with Madonna and the NBA All-Star Game.
Yes, which was both incredible. I was honored to work with Madonna, obviously, and I had to kind of just take a moment. Right before I went on that Super Bowl stage, I was like, wait a minute, because they were like, you know, 100 million people are going to watch this, and that number just kept playing in my head. And I was like, yo, what? it. So what if I trip? What if I fall? Like, all these crazy things are going through my head. But yeah, and then NBA All-Star was a big look too. It was, I kind of.
And that was good. I saw that.
Thank you. It was a blast. Like, I had more fun. I don't know. NBA All-Star was a little bit, was all me. So, you know, I kind of had more freedom there.
Right.
The Super Bowl, I kind of had, we rehearsed a lot, and it was at the time when I was wrapping up my album. So I was a nervous wreck. I was very stressed around that time.
Being that you've done everything, you've worked with Madonna, and this is only your second album. What is there left for you to do?
I don't know. In terms of working with people, there really is no one else, unless Bob Marley was to, you know, reincarnate. Mm-hmm. There really is no one else.
Nikki, how do you find a balance? And I love the relationship as far as what we can see with you and Safari. But how do you balance your personal life with, because I'm sure there are moments you're like, dang, I don't want my relationship to be public. Can I just have some time to myself?
Right.
Yeah, we're not in a relationship, but I balance it by just staying true to who I've always been. Like, I've never been the, you know, go out every day type of person. So I haven't become that person. I've never been the, I'm going to meet a whole bunch of people and give out my number and make new friends every 2 days and have all these fake industry relationships. I'm not that person. So that's how I balance myself. Like,
right.
I differentiate between when it's time to be Nicki Minaj and when it's time to be Onika, and that's it. Like, I don't want to be caught up in this, you know, this hoopla where, you know, everybody in Hollywood wants to be your best friend all of a sudden.
Good for you.
Well, listen, we ain't got to be friends, but you got to make that macaroni and cheese.
Ricky, I think you were supposed to make me
some collard greens.
Some good collard, and cabbage. He makes good cabbage too.
Okay, but can you make me some collard greens?
I promise, when you come, I will have your collard greens for you.
Okay.
And I make mine with smoked turkey wings. So, it's going to be off the chain, I promise you.
Smoked turkey wings. Okay, so you be giving out your secrets. Okay.
It's more to it, but, you know, I'm just saying.
All right.
Everybody don't eat pork.
Right. Okay.
When you come to town, I will have those greens ready for you. We're going to eat good.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the support. I'll see you guys soon.
All right, Nicki Minaj, y'all!
Yeah. It's in stores right now. Be sure you pick it up, Roman Reloaded, all right?
Believe that. Yo.